How's Janoris Jenkins doing? Or how'd he look to you?
He was limited today, but he worked.
Is he moving well, as far as you're concerned?
Limited.
Any doubt he'll play?
He was limited today. We'll take a look at him tomorrow.
Ben, what do you feel about the team that you're taking it to battle into the playoffs here? How confident are you in your group?
I like this team. Said it all along. We have talented men of integrity. They work hard. They like football. They're growing closer together. And we had a good day today. We'll have a great day tomorrow. And we're excited for the opportunity.
How important is it, Ben, to have the investment you made in playing time for the rookies earlier in the season start to pay off now?
Yeah, you know, that's big for us. We talked about it earlier in the season. We had some young guys get opportunities on special teams early. And then offense and defense as the season went on. And we have to cash in this time of year on those opportunities early in the season.
Coach, when you view the game film back from the first time you guys faced the Packers at Lambeau this season, what's the one thing you guys are going to work on this week that you didn't necessarily do well the first time you saw them?
We just need to play better football all around. You know, the game's simple. This time of year, it's about fundamentals. You are who you are schematically. You just need to fit together tight like nuts and bolts. But, you know, the fundamentals, the blocking, the tackling, taking care of the ball, handling the ball, it's like the Duke's like a bar of gold this time of year, and we need to take care of the football.
And when you have to go up against a secondary that's a little banged up?
One more time.
Any advantage going up against a secondary that's a little banged up?
They have some guys who are in and out of the lineup. We'll play who's out there. They'll have a good plan in place, and we need to make sure we're sound fundamentally and schematically.
How have you reviewed? Since that September game, how much have they changed their defensive schemes up?
Dom, I think he has everything there is in the book. He does a nice job tailoring what they do defensively to their players. Their front is still getting after the quarterback, and that's the key to their game. And their secondary, they do have some young guys they're playing. They're playing a multitude of guys, but they have talented players back there who can make plays, and they fit well off of the front.
That was fairly early. When you look at your team, how different do you see your team, or where do you see a difference in your team?
Well, I think we're two different football teams. I think we've learned to win since then. We've grown together. We've learned a lot about each other. But, you know, we have to prepare for the game, let the game play out.
What are your thoughts on the way?
Dimension has Montgomery given their offense?
You know what? He was a big receiver coming out, a good special teams player. He's grown nicely and developed nicely into a back for him. You know, he's not really a jack-of-all-trades type because he's a talented player with a nice skill set from the backfield now. He's improving with protections, but he's a good player.
So many of us are going to be asking Odell about stuff off the field, but has that maybe diminished what he's accomplished this season, that we're not paying attention too much to the fact that he had 100 catches, tied the record for the fastest to get to 4,000-yard receiver?
I think, you know, each and every week it's a challenge for Odell. I mean, teams go in, they have a good plan. Not only do they have one plan for him, but they have multiple plans throughout the course of the game. They try to disguise what they're doing, and there are a couple different things that they like to do during the course of the game, not just one, to try to take him away.
Ben, can you just briefly talk about the impact Mike McCarthy on your career, your relationship with him, and just your thoughts about your first playoff game as a head coach being against him?
You know, we're excited for the opportunity. You know, it's you know, to be able to play a 17th game in this league is not a given. So we're excited at that opportunity. We earned the opportunity. Now we have to go out and prepare for a big ball game. You know, Mike's been a tremendous influence on me, but you know, this isn't the time or place for that.
Coach, you talked about
4-6. Aaron Rodgers said that they could run the table. Knowing what you know about this team, were you surprised at all when he was able to pull it off?
Aaron?
Yes.
No. As a football team, I've been there. You know, they do a good job staying steady, not reacting to what's going on outside of the building, like a lot of good organizations. And, you know, Aaron's playing at a high level, and the team feeds off of him.
What are your thoughts on the way DRC's handled his role this season?
I think DRC's playing tremendous football for us. I think he's developed into a leader in the locker room, and he's playing fast, he's playing aggressive, and his ball skills showed up last week again.
How important has it been to have him, you know, be able to maybe take a little bit of a reduced role at times, but then also obviously step up when needed?
Yeah, we have three starting corners. We've talked about that before. No one has a reduced role.
Ben, if this team is playing like two different teams since the last time you played Green Bay, what do you see?
Well, we went through some hard times early in the season. We stayed focused, stayed together, fought through the hard times and learned how to win.
Ben, there was a report that the drugs were being handed out like candy on the boat your receivers were on. How does that change your view of that incident?
The players were off. I'm not going to talk about players in their off time.
Were you surprised at the reaction it garnered?
I'm not aware of it.
How have they been since they've been back here?
They showed up yesterday ready to work. Had a good day of practice today.
Ben, did you think, you brought so many new players in, especially on defense. What do you think of the way this team has come together chemistry-wise? Did you worry about that at points in the season with all the new guys?
Yeah, we had a lot of players, a lot of talent on the defensive side of the ball. You have to give the personnel department, Jerry, a ton of credit for that. But what we did, we hit the lottery on character and on integrity. And the guys fit together well. And they enjoy seeing each other be successful. And that's a big reason why we're playing great defense right now.
When you draft closely with them, what is it about Eli's personality that helps him succeed in these kind of playoff-type situations as he did in 07 and 2011?
Yeah, Eli Apple, you go back to Ohio State, he had some success in the playoff there. But, Eli's a guy that Eli Manning's a guy that is very consistent in his preparation. The way he approaches each and every week, it's important to him. He's steady, and, the rest of the team feeds off of him that way, and that's really all you can ask for from a quarterback week in and week out. There's a lot on his plate, a lot he has to handle, a lot he has to tackle. Game plans change a lot week in and week out. The defenses change, and he stays consistent.
Hey, Ben, have you gotten a medical timetable on JPP yet? If not, is he just out here for moral support today?
He enjoys being around the guys. He's a big part of this football team, whether he can dress out or not. And as soon as he's ready to come back physically, medically, we'll take him.
But he's not ready now?
Has he been doing any running?
Ben, what about the 9 degrees potentially in Green Bay? Have you changed anything about preparations this week to deal with that?
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Ben, do you think Robbie Gould came into your team a little bit later? His experience, kicking out there is plus just for him.
Yeah, Robbie, he's kicked in some great conditions. He's handled all the elements well in his career. It's hard to make it where he made it for all those number of years without being able to handle the elements. So it's good to have Robbie.
Ben, did you feel it necessary to talk to those receivers about Monday, or do you consider it a total non-issue and you did not address them?
The players were off. They showed up Tuesday ready to work. They had a good practice today.
You've been on both sides of big games in Lambeau now. What makes it so hard to play there as a visiting team?
It's a tough place to play. It's loud. The end zone's closed now, so it makes it a little bit tougher to communicate. And, it's just a place that has a ton of tradition, a ton of history, and it's a tough place to go win. They have good players. They have good coaches, so we have to be at our best.
What are your memories of, coaching and living in Green Bay for so many years? That's what that experience was like.
My memories, it's a great place to live.
I think you were quoted at one time that, before you came here, that if you offered you a lifetime contract, you'd take it. What makes it so special?
No, Green Bay is like a lot of other organizations. We're not like a lot of other organizations. Great place, family-type place. A lot of similarities to the Giants in the way they're run. Different ownership structures, obviously, but that doesn't have anything to do with the ball game.
You said your team learned to win. How did they do that?
You have to go through tough times together. You have to stick together. You have to get hardened by some controversy at times, and you have to play through it. And I think we're a battle-tested football team.
Was there a point where you realized that happened, or is that?
No, I think it happens over time. It doesn't happen at one instance.
Was there one game that maybe was very important for that?
No.
About a month ago, you said this was a cold weather team. If it is single digits, do you feel like that's an advantage for you on Sunday?
I feel that we're battle-tested and we're ready to go handle elements. Yes.
What has Leon brought at safety? And obviously he wasn't in the lineup for a bit there, so what's to say about him? He's been able to step
in. Yeah, Leon is he's been great since he's been here. Very versatile, smart player. He's played a lot of football. He's seen a lot of things schematically in the back end, and he's doing a nice job for us back there.
What's your message to guys who are playing in their first playoff game?
We're not playing a wild card this week. We're not playing the playoffs this week. We need to get ready to go play the Green Bay Packers this week. We need to focus on our preparation. It's not about any of this other stuff. It's about football.
Coach, how important do you believe is playoff experience to a player's NFL's career going into a playoff game?
None. Zero. We have to prepare to play the football game. That's what we have to do. We have a game to get ready for. All this energy, all this other stuff doesn't matter. We need to focus on playing the game, preparing to win the game.